What is next for the Freemans?
Well, you know, this year has taught us more than anything just how special this place is. And I think as we leave the wilderness, we're more driven than ever to really continue to work to make sure that this place is protected from sulfide ore, copper mining, and other threats. You know, we come out on Friday. On Monday morning, we're flying to Washington, D.C. to meet with our elected officials. We're going to be releasing a film in the middle of October. We're planning to write a book, speaking. We're going to continue to speak loudly for this place because I don't know, you know, what else we could do. I mean, it's like no other place on earth, and I you know, I feel like it's our duty to do everything we can to protect it.
Amy?
Well, it's clear to us after this year is wrapping up that the issue will be ongoing for a long time, and the threat of mining on the edge of the wilderness until the watershed is protected. And so it's a long battle. So we're prepared to kind of dig in for the long haul because this wilderness resonates with us so much. It's the first wilderness Dave and I both traveled in as kids, and it's where we choose to call home. So it's very important to us.
And one other thing to add, I think going in, we knew what a special place the Boundary Waters is. But spending a full year here has really helped us see sort of the vastness of this interconnected maze of lakes and rivers. We've visited over 500 different lakes, rivers, and streams, and also allowed us to just see it on a microscopic level, just watching the seasons change, observing the animals up close, watching dragonflies hatch, and then also all of the people, we've had like 300 people bring supplies into the wilderness, come in and meet us and support us in many ways. And hearing their stories from all over the country about how much this place means to them and the impact that it's had on their lives and their kids' lives and their parents' lives and their friends and coworkers, it's just made it obvious that this place is just too precious to risk.